punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Good day to all you stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. This is live show number 2 for me, and I have a very special guest in our studio with me. Brian Jackson, along with his beautiful wife, Bailey, own the Route 66 meat processing plant in Sayre, Oklahoma. Before I talk to Brian, let's see what's going on in our midday ag news.
Hi, I'm Randy Renner. I'm First Oklahoma Ag. Well, prospects seem to be improving now on the possibility of the United States reaching a new trade agreement with the United Kingdom. Farm Bureau trade advisor Dave Salmonson says the important thing about a possible U.S.-UK trade deal is that Presidents Biden and Johnson had a chance to talk face-to-face, not just on bilateral issues, but all those issues impacting a possible United States-United Kingdom deal.
In the broader sphere of European relations, Irish issues between the Republic of Ireland, Northern Ireland, the impact of Brexit, trade deal that's going on there, you know, that isn't very smooth. And we know the President Biden takes a strong interest anything to do with Ireland.
With Biden and many lawmakers insisting nothing be done to upset the Good Friday peace agreement, like a hard north-south border, amid remaining post-Brexit disputes on fishing and meat trade. But Salmonson argues there's still room to move ahead.
Trade Representative Catherine Tai is off to join the president, both in Brussels for the U.S.-EU summit, to talk about the steel and aircraft issues. And then she's going to London to meet with their trade minister Truss. There are some of the those other issues to talk with the UK, but we expect to explore some of the issues in resuming US-UK talks.
The US wants a working trade relationship between London and Brussels before the US is willing to enter trade talks with London. This is First Oklahoma Ag.
Oklahomans know the value of a hard day's work. At Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance, we've protected generations of Oklahomans who start the day before the sun and don't come home until the work is finished. From livestock to equipment, we've got you covered. People you know, insurance you trust. Proudly serving Oklahomans for 75 years. Visit OKFBinsurance.com today to find an agent near you. Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. That...
Hey, we're back. I have Brian Jackson in the studio with me, but before we start talking about his meat processing plant in Sayre, I want to introduce you to this man. He was an officer in the U.S. Army. He graduated from West Point, and he was awarded the Distinguished Service Cross. And if you, for you people out there that don't know about that, that's the next step just below the Medal of Honor. And it's a special privilege for him to be in my studio. And Brian, welcome.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Tell us a little bit about you and your wife.
So I grew up around the military, moved all growing up, lived on both coasts and overseas. And then I was in the Army, like Jimmy said, for 6 years, deployed to Iraq right after graduating college. Came through Fort Sill real briefly for training. Ended up meeting my wife when I came back Oklahoma a second time, and I just tried to find a way to stay here, so that's how I ended up getting in the oil field. Did that for about 10 years. And
poor guy.
Anything I could do to stay in Oklahoma, I just fell in love with the people and the place, and I call Oklahoma home now.
So how did you end up in Sayre?
So my wife's family is originally from Sayre, so we just tried to find a way to get back here, and through the oil field and just being blessed with the opportunity to come back. We lived in Texas briefly, came back to Sayre. And this ended up being a permanent thing when we had the opportunity to get into this new venture with the meat processing. My wife's family, they're several generation ranchers, farmers. And this is just a much needed thing that in this area that we haven't had for a while, especially in Beckham County.
So how's your experience going to help you with this venture? Through your military, through the oil field? What do you got going on over there? I can already see you're a tidy guy.
So, yeah, I'm a details guy. You know, I love the idea of finding different ways to serve people, figuring out what the needs are, listening to what's important to people, and just finding ways to serve them better. And so this meat processing venture is just something where we can hopefully contribute to the community, make a bigger impact, and my wife and I are just really excited to offer this, you know, something that there's just a much needed thing that we haven't had here in quite a while. And so between the meat processing capacity and helping increase that, and then also having a retail meat market, you know, we're excited about, you know, what this can be.
Well, how do you as a veteran go to a corporate business that you were in and then come to this? How did you come up with this? How did that happen?
So I guess it's just, you know, doing different things and learning what you like and what you don't. What brought me in the military originally was just wanting to do something that that I thought I'd enjoy. And so that experience, the leadership exposure that I got, being overseas, seeing different cultures, talking to different people, just understanding what, you know, just across different countries and being in the city, being in a small town, yeah, just what's important to people and just listening to them. And so this was originally my brother-in-law's idea, Brandon, and he's just so busy that he didn't have time to do that. But it's something that I could help the family, help the community, and contribute to. So that's how I got into it.
Yeah, because you went from, I seen on your profile, you went from an Eagle Scout that you made in 10th grade, that's pretty good, to a veteran, West Point, to the oil field, to a butcher. Is that right?
That's right.
I got it right.
Yep.
Well, it's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. I'm talking to Brian Jackson, owner of Route 66 Processing. So, any hurdles in getting this thing going?
Oh, between COVID and just, you know, all the different things that impacted, it's been difficult to get materials and but we've got a great team of people who have been helping put everything together, and we've worked through all that, and it's been a challenge, but we're just real excited about being on that home stretch of getting this thing done and what that could be.
How far are you away, I think?
We're just a few weeks out.
Cool. Yeah, because I'm in line. I got four of them down there. Brian, we're fat. But they, so is there any, I guess what I'm thinking, are there any differences in your plant than others?
So some places they have the processing separate from a market. So we're going to have all that under one roof. So our goal is we want to be a state inspected plant, and we're working towards that right now, putting our plans in place. But we want to be able to bring in an animal and from start to finish be able to sell that local meat out of our front market. And that's something that's unique that we want to offer to the community. And we hope that's something where we can build confidence in people knowing where their meat's coming from and know that they're helping support the local rancher.
So I have a question that was requested by Colonel Tom Ivester this morning. He wanted to ask, in the old style meat locker plants, you could come in, have a full beef butchered, come back, get a quarter, leave the other three quarters there, and come back, get them as you needed. Are you going to offer that?
We're not going to offer the meat locker, but what we are going to have is you can walk in the front door, someone can come in there and they can purchase meat, they can purchase seafood, they can see through the window what we're doing. And like I said, we're going to be an inspected facility, so that's going to be a lot of accountability from the Department of Ag. They're going to be observing what we're doing, and it's going to make sure that we're doing a really good job. And we're also going to offer something that just you have to drive really far for right now, and that is to have the option of having your meat inspected.
Right. What? While we're on that subject, what is the difference between custom meat and USDA inspected meat?
So that's a great question. For most people, they just need it custom processed. If they're just going to use it for their own consumption, or you know, if that rancher wants to sell quarters, halves, wholes, that's going to fit the need for most people. For those that want to retail their own meat by the individual cut, or for me as a processor wanting to have our meat market in the front, that's where we get into inspected meat. So falling under state inspection, we'll be able to do both. We'll be able to offer it out of our meat market and also be able to provide that for ranchers.
And then see, the meat market, is it a mile south of I-40 or is it not quite a mile?
It's only about a quarter mile south, right off the old Route 66.
It's where they used to have the street races for all you racers out there. If you don't know, that's where they used to. You used to park in your parking lot. That was the awesome street races out
there.
That's
the spot, and they're actually bringing it back this year again, too. It's this weekend.
So are you going to supply the meat?
I wish we could. We're close.
If somebody wanted to get on the calendar, how do they get a hold of you guys?
So they can call our number, 580-729-1030, and we'd be happy to take their order.
All right. You got anything else you want to add about your meat processing plan out there?
I just want to thank the community for being so supportive between the state with the Department of Ag, the city of Sayre, the county, all the local ranchers. I mean, everybody's just been behind this, and so we're viewing this as something that it's not Brian's Butcher Shop. I mean, it's something for the community that we're putting in place that we want there to be something there a long time that can fit that need.
After stopping and taking a tour of your facility last week and talking with you, I see that you're dedicated to the public.
Oh, I appreciate that, Jimmy. And yeah, we wholeheartedly, you know, want this to be something for the community, and we're going to do whatever it takes to earn repeat business. And we've got just a relentless drive to make it a good experience for the customer. When people come by, they're going to see there's some unique things about the plant that they can't see elsewhere. And we're just excited to have that opportunity.
Well, before we go, I want to ask you again, that number of full beefs that you can hang in that room in there, that caught me off guard.
At one time, we'd be able to hang 80 whole beef.
That's a lot of beef. That's a lot of beef. So are you only going to process beef?
No, we're going to do other animals as well. We're going to start off being able to process beef and buffalo, and then over time, we're going to work into other animals as well.
Okay, cool. Great. Yep. Tell us again the number they can reach you at.
The number is 580-729-1030.
Ryan, it's been a pleasure and an honor for you to be in our red room, I call it. They call it the horseshoe room or something, but the red room looks pretty dedicated. And thanks for coming by. Until Bailey, we sit high.
Thank you, Jimmy. We'll do.
All right. Thank you. We'll be right back.
Good day, folks. I'm Calvin Wright, Beef Industry News. And coming up, the USDA considering tougher organic livestock rules. We'll explain in a moment.
Oklahomans know the value of a hard day's work. At Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance, we've protected generations of Oklahomans who start the day before the sun and don't come home until the work is finished. From livestock to equipment, we've got you covered. People you know, insurance you trust. Proudly serving Oklahomans for 75 years. Visit OKFBinsurance.com today to find an agent near you. Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
The perfect tractor now comes in the perfect size. The new Fendt 500 can make tight turns, reach high wagons, and deliver incredible power. And thanks to Fendt's pioneering innovations like stability control, active suspension, and the world's most tested and sold CVT transmission, you'll get more out of every dollar, day, and gallon. It's the perfect match for your operation. Test drive it today. Visit us at Livingston Machinery in Chickasha and Fairview for the service you've come to expect 24/7.
U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says the Biden administration will reconsider the Trump administration's interpretation of the Organic Foods Production Act. Now, the Trump administration said the act does not authorize USDA to regulate the practices that were subject under the 2017 Organic Livestock and Poultry Practices Final Rule. Vilsack says, quote, "I've directed the National Organic Program to begin a rulemaking to address the statutory interpretation and to include a proposal to disallow the use of horses as outdoor space in organic poultry production over time." Goes on to say the rulemaking will also include other topics that were the subject of the OLPP final rule, end quote.
Welcome back. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. Weather looks pretty nice today, 87 for a high, 90s to near 100 tomorrow through Friday. Friday night and Saturday we will have a really good chance of rain. I'll be right back after some wheat with some wheat harvest notes right after this.
Beef Breakeven, your daily look at the cattle industry. Brought to you by Blue and Gold Sausage, serving Oklahoma's fundraising needs for 50 years.
Oklahomans know the value of a hard day's work. At Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance, we've protected generations of Oklahomans who start the day before the sun and don't come home until the work is finished. From livestock to equipment, we've got you covered. People you know, insurance you trust. Proudly serving Oklahomans for 75 years. Visit OKFBinsurance.com today to find an agent near you. Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Dairy work doesn't have to be demanding, not with the 700 and 800 Vario series from Fendt. They're your do-it-all dairy tractor. Pick one out and mate it up with a variety of attachments, and you'll make even the toughest chores feel easy. Hay mowing, bale grabbing, manure hauling, planting, seeding, and tillage work, these tractors do it all. Take the hassle out of your dairy work with the Fendt 700 and 800 Vario series. Visit us at Livingston Machinery in Chickasha and Fairview for the service you've come to expect 24/7.
Good day, folks. Calvin Wright. Beef. Break even. You know, ransomware attacks aren't going away, including against major ag and food interests like JBS and USDA. Secretary Tom Vilsack warning, agriculture must be prepared. Now, JBS paid $11 million in ransom to hackers, and Colonial Pipeline paid $4 million. President Biden called on Russia's Vladimir Putin to crack down on cyber extortion from Russia, warned the U.S. will respond if the attacks continue. But Vilsack says agriculture has to be ready.
Well, the first order of business, I think, is to make sure that everyone in the food industry and food business understands the steps that they need to take to harden their systems. A set of standards or a set of guidance or requirements for hardened systems, and we're going to convene food groups to essentially make sure they understand and appreciate precisely what is required.
And USDA and other agencies will work with law enforcement.
Secondly, we'll be more than happy to cooperate with any legal investigation. And I think there's also an issue of this whole notion of cryptocurrency, which is outside of my area of expertise, but one that I suspect that folks in the Senate and the House need to be thinking very strongly about.
Montana U.S. Senator John Tester says, though, there is another problem.
Concentration in the food industry and meat industry in particular in this case has been a big concern of mine, and now that the cyber criminals have figured this is a good way to screw up our economy, you control food, you tend to control people, that is a problem.
Again, that's U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack and Montana U.S. Senator John Tester addressing ag ransomware concerns.
Welcome back. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. Wheat harvest is 80 to 90% completed in our listening area. I talked with Don at the Custer City Farmers Co-op. He reported his harvest is 80% done in his area. Quality and quantity have been great. Test weights have been averaging around 62 pounds per bushel weight. Wheat prices were at like $5.75 a bushel. Austin with Wheeler Brothers out of Watonga, Tologa, said they were at 80% done, and also with quality and quantity being very good. Recent rains have slowed them up. It looks like wheat harvest 2021 is almost a wrap. Looks like cattle were steady at the Elk City Livestock Auction last Friday. Heifers were a little cheaper. They had 1,036 head on hand. Yesterday at the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction east of Clinton, they had 1,160 head on hand. 178 steers that weighed 823 pounds sold for 145.60 per hundred weight. 100 heifers weighing 662 pounds sold at 143.75 cents per hundred. Thanks, Brandon, for your update. We will be right back out after this message.
Hey, folks, Calvin Wright, First Oklahoma Ag. Let's check the day markets Tuesday. Live cattle, June up 317, 124.15. August up 345, 124.47. Feeder cattle, August up 387, 158.97. September up 325 at 160.62. Lean hogs, July up 190, 108.95. August up 215 at 105.82. July corn up 4 3/4, 664. September down 8 1/2, 562 3/4. Kansas City wheat, July up 1/2, $6 1/4. September up 1/2 at 609 3/4. Chicago wheat, July down 3 3/4, 657 3/4. September down 2 1/4 at 662 3/4. July cotton up 50 points at 84.59. October up 29 at 86.16. July soybeans up 1 1/4, 14.16 1/4. August up 1 1/4 at 13.71 1/2. Crude oil, July down 36 cents at 73.30. August down 37 at 72.75. We'll check some cattle auction numbers here in a moment.
Oklahomans know the value of a hard day's work. At Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance, we've protected generations of Oklahomans who start the day before the sun and don't come home until the work is finished. From livestock to equipment, we've got you covered. People you know, insurance you trust. Proudly serving Oklahomans for 75 years. Visit OKFBinsurance.com today to find an agent near you. Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
The perfect tractor now comes in the perfect size. The new Fendt 500 can make tight turns, reach high wagons, and deliver incredible power. And thanks to Fendt's pioneering innovations like stability control, active suspension, and the world's most tested and sold CVT transmission, you'll get more out of every dollar, day, and gallon. It's the perfect match for your operation. Test drive it today. Visit us at Livingston Machinery in Chickasha and Fairview for the service you've come to expect 24/7.
The Tulsa Stockyards, final numbers, June 21st. Slaughter cattle this week, 161. Last reported, 378. Last year, 212. Feeder cattle this week, 1,707. Last reported, 2,317. Last year, 1,806. Replacement cattle this week, 32. Last reported, 19. Last year, 10. Now, compared to last week, feeder steers $7 to $9 higher. Heifers, $2 to $4 higher. Quality, good through attractive. Demand, good. Slaughter cows, $2 higher in light test. Slaughter bulls, $5 higher, also in light test. Total 193 cows and bulls sold, 37% going to pack.
Welcome back. Tomorrow, our guest will be Jimmy Taylor. Jimmy and his wife, Tracy, are ranchers in the Roger Mills County, so this is going to be a really good conversation tomorrow. Well, that's it for today, so I hope you all are enjoying our new show that we started yesterday. Today, I got day number two out of the way, and hopefully I can get day number three tomorrow out of the way. So please tune in tomorrow on KECO or on the Paragon app on your phone. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. Have a great day, and God bless.
You've been listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Keeping it country.
96.5 KECO.
Janning Welding and Supply LLC in Elk City is one of the largest metal and weld-on fitting suppliers between Oklahoma City and Amarillo. They also offer expert welding and fabrication services, plus provide oil field trucking and hauling. Since 1997, the Jannings have provided quality work backed by reassuring customer service and are truly thankful for their loyal customers' trust and business. And after-hour service is always available. Visit Janning Welding and Supply, 918 North Van Buren in Elk City, or online at janningwelding.com.
Join us at Pioneer Cellular and get 6 months of freedom. This means that your service is free for the rest of the year. From June 21st to July 2nd, come into one of our stores and get the freedom that you deserve. The offer extends to our current customers too. Add a line to any of our plans and get that new line service free for 6 months. Join in on 6 months of freedom by visiting a Pioneer Cellular location or calling 800-641-2732. Other restrictions and fees may apply.
why do people use us? Yeah, they use us because we provide a very quality service. We're very personable. It seems like every customer we have, we've become friends with. They like us and the guy that drives our fuel truck, born and raised there, and he knows everyone. And if you do what you say, I think it goes a long ways. Our company is called Flow Fuel. Fuel company that sells farm fuel to farmers around western Oklahoma. We started with one guy over in Delhi, and it's grown to a pretty good amount. Mangum to Reed to Wheeler to